WGCH Center Time 7:35. Joined on the line now by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Sorry I missed our normal call on Thursday. I had just been up at the session the day before till late, and I missed it, so I apologize.
All right, but you got news to report about a bill that got that you put up forth that got passed. Tell us about it.
Yes. So as chair of commerce, you know, you get to be able to control some of the dialogue, or at least promote some of the dialogue. So for commerce, we held a committee hearing, and we heard from a bunch of different groups, universities, and the CBAA, the Connecticut Business and Industrial Association, asking us to help promote a bill. And the bill is on workforce development and the H-1B visa program. And so we worked diligently with this. We created a study group to come back with this study group and come back with recommendations to reform our system so that we can create an global entrepreneur areas outside our university, working in tandem with Yale, with UConn, and all our independent universities to create a program where graduate students can apply and get an H-1B visa to continue some of their entrepreneurship studies in conjunction with the university, to stay in the country and invest in the state and hopefully subsequently get a green card. So it's basically to promote workforce development in the state. And it's just, I think it's a program that we found going on in Massachusetts, and it's had a tremendous success there.
All right, good. So that has been advanced and up for vote in the...
It came up, it was advanced. We held the vote on Thursday, and I was very proud. It was voted out by the House. It'll go on to the Senate, and the vote was 151 votes. The entire body voted to promote the legislation.
All right, fantastic.
So it was complete bipartisan support, so I was very proud. It was the first bill that I brought onto the floor myself as chair of Commerce, which is, you know, the committee I got this year.
Okay, your thoughts about the budget process, which we've got about 3 or 4 weeks to go in the session.
It's going to be a pretty heavy process. You know, the governor's come out with his bill. The House pushed back. I thought the House was a little more, how should we say, generous than I was prepared to be. I've led my support to the governor in the negotiations, which means that, you know, basically I'm leaning in on the governor's side of that equation because I liked the budget he proposed. I think there will be a compromise, and I'm waiting to see in the midst of those negotiations what the compromise looks like and what we're going to see come our way out of the House. But I'm hopeful now. I've been told that the dialogue is in play, and things look pretty good. I mean, one of the things I refused and the governor was against was any kind of intercepts or revenue diversion from our rainy day fund or from collecting that. I think that's successfully been defended. So I'm pretty optimistic we're going to be in a good place generically on the budget. But I'm waiting to see exactly what those budgetary notes look like. We will find out, I would say, in the next week. We should have an agreement, hopefully.
All right. Now, for taxpayers, there's been a lot of talk on all sides about tax relief and tax cuts. Is that going to happen?
Well, it's already happened, not that many people notice, which is, not all, which is that in the last session, we accelerated the deductions for 401ks and pensions. We've included IRAs, which are stepping up on pension relief. And one of the bills is on pensioners. We had before, I think it was $75,000 and $100,000, the exemption on taxable income. It was going to 100% of that over time. It's not there yet. But there was a fiscal cliff, which meant that if you made $75,000 and you made $75,001, you had to pay a full tax on the entire amount. So you went from getting a tax deduction to no tax deduction if you went over $75,000. For an individual and for a married couple, if you made over $100,000 in retirement income, you went from a deduction or almost, you know, almost a complete tax exemption to full taxation. So the first thing we're doing there is on the pension reform, we are we're getting rid of the cliff. So between the 75 and I think 100,000, you are 200,000, you'll begin to continue to see some tax deduction for both the individuals and the couples. So we've changed on the retirement income. Additionally, the governor, I don't want to get too confusing to your listeners, the governor has proposed a reduction on the taxes for all working families. So we have included a tax cut in our package, which will reduce income tax for working families, the amounts, I believe, are close to 200,000. I have to go look at the. I don't have those numbers at my fingertips anymore because it's been back and forth. But there's going to be a tax relief for people who are working in the state with and a reduction in the income tax rate. So we've got two: one for retirees with passive income or adjusted gross income from retirement income, and two for salaried workers. There's going to be a tax cut as well. And then that's the first tax cut, I think, I don't know, in one or two or three decades, the income tax cut. So I think that's a great signal for the state.
All right, Representative Stephen Meskers, next time we talk, budget will be in place, so we'll get the postmortem from you about the legislative session.
Exactly. And thank you very much, Tony, for the time.
Okay, sure. Take care. Have a good day. Time.